Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I was just sitting here in my seat at the facing the console, my microphone. Kelly Brown, who sits about 5 feet away on my left, I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I'm getting scratched on the arm with a really long back scraper.
Scratcher.
Back scratcher.
Oh. He loves that one.
Every once in a while,
it's got little metal fingers on the end of it.
It comes from underneath the computer screen because that's where my mouse hand is.
Right, yeah. And kind of creeps me out a little bit because he was going, ah. He was making this weird noise.
And I don't know what's on those fingertips, but it's on you now.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be speaking our guest here at the beginning of the Buzz 24/7. Laura's going to cook it on a budget coming up in just a little bit. But I've always wanted to talk to somebody who knows about this and does it. I'm interested. I didn't know. You know, when you see a movie and you watch, and you're watching the movie, and they have a love scene, you know that the director, is telling them, okay, we're going to get this shot from this angle, you got to do it this way, blah, blah, blah. But now they have specialized intimacy coordinator.
How do you get that job?
That's a good question.
Does she watch a lot of,
you can ask
porno?
Brooke Haney.
I don't know.
I know, it's not. It's love scenes in movies and TV.
But
make sure they do it right.
But you might
respecting
think
that, all people.
Yes, how is she watching,
you're going to ask if she watches porno?
Well, is she watching other... How are you...
Judging?
How do you know what you think would be
normal... This is my guess. As much as it's about that, it's about making the actors feel safe. And you know what I mean? Meaning safe, not from harm, but for doing anything they don't want to do, or things get out of hand. We've talked to an actor a couple weeks ago who got out of hand when they were making out. Remember?
Yes.
And he got fired for it. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure that doesn't happen.
It was the guy from Wings.
Yeah. Yep. Brooke Haney, the editor of Intimacy Coordinator's Guidebook, Specialties for Stage and Screen. So I didn't even know. Who would have ever thought there's a guidebook to direct intimacy on the set of a movie?
Zendaya has a new movie coming out where she was a tennis star. And then all of a sudden falls in love with two guys. And I guess it gets...
graphic,
but yeah. She talks about how she worked with somebody like this lady we're going to speak to.
Yeah. See, from Basic Instinct to Call Me By Your Name, Coming Home to 50 Shades of Grey, sex scenes play a vital role in movies, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, the Intimacy Coordinator's Guidebook. She reveals how sex scenes are staged and actors are protected. Who'd have thought? Mm-hmm. You know it's got to be weird, right? It all looks good in the movies when, you're watching, what was that movie? 9 1/2 Weeks with Kim Basinger?
Yep.
Right? And Mickey Rourke, is that who it was?
Yep.
And they have this great scene in this alley, Laura, where it's raining on them and they're having sex.
Yep.
And you think, wow, that looks great. But what you don't realize is 30 people are right there staring at them.
Yeah, and you're probably, the rain's cold.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And at the same time, you're trying to not get a boner, so you're thinking about dead puppies and stuff like that.
If she's joining us, I just wanted to let you
thank
know.
You.
Let you know that she's joining us.
Recording in progress.
Hey, Greg, you there?
Yes, we're
hopefully
here.
She missed all that.
Did you hear what we were just talking about? Did you hear it? I wasn't sure.
No.
You did not. Okay, all right. Brooke is with us this morning. Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So we were just talking. It's Greg, Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. We're out here in New England. And so I was talking about how, in movies, the sex scenes look so wow, unbelievably hot, smoking hot. But then, you think about 14 people looking at you, when you're doing it. The rain is cold. You're soaked. You're cramping. Whatever it is, it really takes the kind of, romance out of it. But Laura has a million questions.
Well, first, how do you get into this position?
She means line of work,
yes,
I think.
Yes, not into, I'm not trying to be dirty.
Yeah. Not the physical position, because I also work with people on that.
Right.
First, I just want to say thanks for having me here.
You're welcome.
I love Boston. I lived in Boston for a couple years.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's different ways of getting into this. Nowadays, there are schools that teach how to become an intimacy coordinator. But I started on in this back when that wasn't a thing. So I did a ton of self-study. I studied with sex educators, with professional dominatrix, with in BDSM and kink spaces, and learned a lot about storytelling. And then I also did study around bystander intervention and boundaries and consent and choreography. I danced a lot and I was an actor, and kind of all of my pieces of my training and education and career came to meet
right
with intimate dating. Yeah.
Right. And so I was thinking, because I had never heard of this, you know, profession before, but I was thinking it came about with the growing importance of, like you said, consent and protection. Because I said, when Laura was saying what she thought this was about, I'm like, I think it's a lot about the protection of the performers.
Yeah, Laura's totally right. One of the first things I talk about in the Intimacy Coordinator's Guidebook is the competencies an intimacy coordinator needs in order to do this job well. And the foundation of the job is boundaries and consent. We can't do the fun artistic choreography if we haven't already set that foundation. It's just the most important thing.
Right. On the phone with us is Brooke Haney, the Intimacy Coordinator's Guidebook, specialties for stage and screen. Roadkill has questions.
Now, obviously, things weren't always this way. When did things...
Disciplined.
When did things change to, okay, we're going to have a coordinator in here?
That's a great question, Roadkill. It used to be that, like, maybe a wardrobe person would help out, throw on a robe, yep, or come up with a modesty garment, or maybe the AD would help close set. But it wasn't until the Me Too movement when really a lot of a spotlight was shown on the intimacy industry or the entertainment industry and some abuses that were happening, that all of a sudden producers were like, oh, yeah, we need someone who really is in charge of this job, and we will designate a position for it. And I'm very grateful to the very brave people that spoke out during that time, and the intimacy coordinators who were some of the first that went on set and helped forge this position.
Mind-blowing to me of what people got away with. Like, it's just insane that people knew and they let it happen and they didn't say anything. I can't even speak to how crazy it makes me, you know. You talked about, you know, studying and training with, you know, dominatrixes and BDSM stuff. So I don't know. That's got to be an interesting day. What are you studying? Are you asking?
I think so.
How hard do you hit somebody? I mean, what are you studying?
Well, what's funny is Greg, I said, I wonder if she watched a lot of pornos, and he was laughing at me. But then when you say you actually worked with.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, I guess I was wrong on that one.
Well, you know, it is, you know, when you're talking about BDSM and kink, some of it's about learning what are the motivations behind a particular kink or a particular, you know, even in BDSM kink, we call it a scene, just like you would in TV.
Right.
So some of it's about the motivation. Some of it is about, like, how do you talk about different kinds of impact? How mm-hmm. do you talk about the props that are used? So there's so much to be learned. And one of the things about, like, queer spaces and BDSM and kink spaces is there's been really clear communication and consent for years in those spaces. So there's actually a lot to learn both about the practice and also about the consent and boundaries. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I did it because I was curious. I think it's a really fun thing to learn about.
Kelly has a question for you.
Are there actors and actresses who just don't want anything to do with you, and the director has to say, hey, listen, you have to meet with the person who knows about this? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen in the news different actors coming out and saying that they don't like to work with an intimacy coordinator. And I think that that's natural. You know, when change happens, it's easy to resist it. And there's not, I mean, I appreciate you all for having me on here. Every time an intimacy coordinator talks about what we do, people learn a little bit more. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that we're only there for boundaries and consent. And then there's actors who are like, it's fine, I can advocate for myself. I don't need that. And I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
I want to live in a world where actors feel confident to advocate for themselves.
Sure.
So if that's where you're at, great. Let's talk about the storytelling.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the story we're trying to tell? And like the choreography is about that. It's about making it sexier or more scary or whatever. And often I've never had an actor that I couldn't get on board.
So let me ask this. I mean, because I know it runs through people's mind. I know as a guy, it's run through mind. What happens in the scenes where, you know, they're filming and arousal happens? You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, what was make-believe has become real. Where does that line get crossed or stopped?
Mm-hmm. That is a question I get asked a lot in my private actor meetings. And what I say to an actor with external genitalia, if they are concerned about that, I say, if that happens and I don't notice, just tell me you're cold. And I will say, great. Hey, let's take a quick break and let's do some jumping jacks or some push-ups to warm up. And what that's actually doing is it's sending the blood to a different part of your body.
Yeah.
And it takes care of it.
Okay. See, that's a practical advice right there. That's everyday life advice.
I was
going
to say, everybody should listen to that.
Now, the last few months, Brooke, all of a sudden this documentary came out, Quiet on the Set, talking about all. Has this made your job more interesting, or is this, you know, anything? Do you have anything to say about it?
I think it highlights the need for your profession.
Yeah, any kind of press that comes out about either abuses in the industry or the way that sex scenes have been handled in the past, simulated sex, really does boost the awareness of the need for this profession, which I am very grateful for, because it is still a new profession.
Yeah.
The SAG-AFTRA contract is the first time that intimacy coordinators have been mentioned in a contract where it says that producers must make best efforts for the hiring of intimacy coordinators. And before that, it was, you know, it's still not even required. So quite frankly, all of this press is really good for the profession, and
the problem,
it's making a difference.
Brooke, the problem though is that, well, I don't want to get into that too much into the weeds, but it's happening not on the set, right? It's happening in offices and stuff like that. That's crazy. So
it is,
because I hope that wasn't a weird question to you, but to me, it's like I used to watch these shows with my kids, and to find out that some of this was going on, I didn't know if this was like a whole new level now. Like, do you know any types of shows like that? Do they have to have people on you know, behind the scenes, making sure everything's above board?
Yeah, I mean, there are now rules in the SAG-AFTRA contract about where meetings can take place. When I auditioned for grad school as an actor, my audition for the grad school that I went to was in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And some auditions were in hotel rooms. And it's because people were coming to town and that's where their space was. And luckily, my auditions were totally above board and nothing went wrong. But that's really unsafe.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's such an interesting career, you know what I mean, and line of work, and a backstage look at what goes on in those movies. The Intimacy Coordinator's Guidebook, Brooke Haney has been with us. Very interesting, and thank you very much for coming on with us. It's a great conversation to have.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I hope you all have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much, Brooke. Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right, take care. That's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
and for her
cool.
to get into it before it was a thing, but now that you can go to school for that, strange to me.
Greg's right, because probably back in the day, as we know.
Yeah.
And those are just the people that have come forward, and how many people haven't come forward.
Right. She looked a lot like Amy.
Yeah.
It could be sisters. Yeah. They could be sisters right there.
I see that. Yeah. I see that.
That's strange. She's like, whoa.
I know. When she came on the screen, I was like, whoa, she looks just like Amy Scott's wife.
Everything that Greg, you know, asked, and everybody, like, you wonder.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're rolling around in bed with I know it's your job, but you're rolling around in bed with an attractive woman. All of a sudden, you're like, uh-oh.
But the interesting thing is, right, as much as she's like where your hand can be and how you have to make the other person feel comfortable is, you still have to create the mood that the director wants on that. Right? So every position, every movement, every hand placement or whatever makes a difference. And she comes from that angle too, which I think is very interesting.
You have to deal with minors.
Yeah, that's true. No. That's true.
Because, I mean, all these problems that came out in the documentary, that none of them were of age. You know, they...
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, though? People knew. People knew. God damn them all. I can't even. Just between that and the gymnasts, all of the stories that we're hearing out in the Harvey Weinsteins, you know, there's a special place in hell for those people that do that kind of thing. Anyway, not everybody feels the same way. Anyway, so that was interesting.
Let's go to the grocery store.
Let's go to the grocery. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Interesting.
Now.
Well, you have the talk about the intimacy coordinator,
you know,
and then you want the.
No, he worked up an appetite.
Okay.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget.
Cooking on a budget.
Now Laura says that full price. That's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool. Shabbos, welcome back to the market. I'd like to say hello to all of you. Thank you for coming in on a Thursday. Our sales are in full force. If you want to stop by Scott McMullen, he's in our number one Shoppers, pride of Barrington, New Hampshire. Don't touch him. We're big on consent here on the show. We have hired an intimacy coordinator. His name is Kelly Brown. He is following Roadkill around and making sure that anybody who touches and fondles Scotty, especially in his little giblets there, does so with the appropriate respect and permission, because we're all about that, Shoppers, okay?
I got Kelly's magical hand over here.
He's over there doing it as we speak, Shoppers. That Kelly Brown, he's a magician with that back scratcher. And over there in aisle number three, Shoppers, in the pet food aisle this time, to feed that rambunctious dog she's got, is Laura J. Boyce with today's Cooking on a Budget, Shoppers.
Okay, we'll start with Greg and his food sale of the week. Head over to Shaw's because your RX, your prescription bars, are $2 for $4.
Phoebe Seymour. Are those the ones I like?
Yeah, the RX bars.
They're called RX, but
yeah. RX, but that stands for prescription. So
the blueberry is my favorite,
as well as the raspberry. Very, very good.
Nice.
Kelly, it's made with 6 ingredients.
Yeah.
Something like eggs.
Egg whites and,
Yeah, that's it. 6 ingredients, that's it. And very good. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, no problem. Kelly, your beer sale of the week. Hannaford has your Blue Moon 12-pack or 15-packs, $14.99, depending if you get the cans or the bottles. Beck's Moosehead in Red Stripe, $11.99 for your 12-packs. And your Tuckerman, your Harpoon, Dogfish Head, and Long Trail, $14.99.
Just got some Shed Brown Ale for $14.99.
Nice. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. Head over to Market Basket. I know you're not trying to eat the unhealthy sweets, so I'm giving you rice cakes popped.
Thank you.
Those are those mini little rice cakes, but they air pop them so they're kind of like little chips. So you can see?
Yeah.
If I can pretend that I'm eating or drinking ice cream out of my water bottle, you can pretend you're eating some sweet by eating a rice cake pop. $2 for $3 at Market Basket. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. She can send Cass over to Market Basket because her hamburger helper, which I know she loves, is $2 for $3. Hannaford. Sales end on Saturday. We have your family pack boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole bone in pork butt, 99 cents a pound. Haddock fillets, $6.99 a pound. Extra large shell on raw shrimp, $6.99 for the 16 to 20 count. Red or green peppers, $5 for $5. Whole turkey breast, $1.99 a pound. And your 80% lean ground beef, $3.99 a pound. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. Pineapples, $1.49 each. I know Greg's not a fan, but... If you
only
have
when
kids,
he needs one to turn it upside down.
What?
Let her finish.
That's so he can get the booty.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the swingers thing he's ran. Turn your pineapple upside down in your grocery cart. It means you're looking for swingers. Kelly knows that because that's what he does on the weekends.
I know that's what Greg does.
Well, my kids don't like them, but other kids do. Cotton candy grapes, $2.99 a pound. Washington Pink Lady apples, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Blackberries, $1.69.
Grapes are nature's candy. Why would you want them to taste like cotton candy?
So my kids love original, just green grapes all the time. Baby Bella mushrooms, $1.29. Multicolored peppers, $2.49 for the 3-pack. Grass-fed skirt steak, $5.99 a pound. And let's see. Fresh honey barbecue seasoned chicken wings, $3.99 a pound. Fresh lamb's shoulder chops, $6.49 a pound. Gourmet snacking cheese, $2.59. Asian or Tuscan trail mix, $5.89. And your sunflower kernels, which I think Kelly really likes. They have roasted, and you can get salted or unsalted, $2.79 for the bag.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
So they're on sale at Aldi this week. Shaw's sales start on Friday. The 4U sale, where you need the app. You have your beef petite sirloin steak or ground sirloin, $3.97 a pound. Boneless chicken breast or thighs, $1.97 a pound. Green or red seedless grapes, $1.77 a pound. Haddock filet or bay scallops, $7.97 a pound. Now you have your Cheez-It, your Kellogg's Townhouse sandwich or Goldfish crackers, your Wise potato chips or Riggi's Santitas, or Chester snacks, only $1.97. They do limit you to six. Kellogg's cereal, your Nutri-Grain bars, Pop-Tarts, and Rice Krispie treats, only $1.97. Your Tillamook bar, sliced, shredded, or cream cheese, $2.27. And your Signature Select pizza, $3.77. Also, the app will get you Palm Olive, Dish Liquid, Ajax Liquid, Dish Soap, only $1.94. Your Quilted Northern Bath Tissue, Brawny Paper Towels, Dixie Plates, Vanity Fair Napkins.
It's LeBron's Whoa. Kid.
$5.99.
He's got his old line of paper towels.
Tide, Gain, Bounce, Downy, or Gain sheets, only $8.99. And your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 18 packs, only $11.99. Other deals at Shaw's: cantaloupes, honeydew, and whole pineapple, buy two, get one free. Smithfield premium bacon, $3.99. If you buy a pound of the turkey breast, chicken breast, ham, or roast beef, you get a pound of American cheese for free at Shaw's, which is great for all your parents making lunches for your kids. For chips, your Doritos, Tostitos, Ruffles, Lay's Kettle Chips, $2.49. You must buy three, but they limit you to three. Entenmann's Little Bites, my kids love the banana muffins, buy one, get one free. Okay. Hood Ice Cream and Novelties, two for $6. Your Stonefire non-12-pack bread.
Hoodsy Cup. Yes, I got to get the Hoodsy Cup.
Yeah,
I got a Hoodsy Cup.
Buy one, get
wooden
one
spoon.
Free.
Wooden spoon. Hoodsy Cup.
What? Oh, yeah, wooden spoon.
Okay.
That's the nature.
Yeah. Beef T-bone bone-in steak, $9.99 a pound. Your Purdue chicken nugs for Kayla, Dino Nugs, two for $6. And your ribeye shaved steak or strip, $6.99. Head over to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday. Boneless center cut pork chops, $2.49 a pound. Boneless beef chuck shoulder steak, $4.99 a pound. Cod fillets, $7.99 a pound. Swordfish steaks, $9.99 a pound. And we have your Pepperidge Farm bread and rolls, two for $7. Kettle Brand potato chips, two for $4. Jessica's Tuscan bread on sale again this week, $3.69, Kelly.
I like buy it like every other week, so this might be a week.
This is good. You'll save 70 cents this week. And your Häagen-Dazs ice cream, two for $6. Recipes for the week, I did a chicken parm lasagna and eggplant stacks. Both those recipes are up there at morningbuzz.com.
There you go, kids. You get after it. Get after it, kids. Okay? Don't shoplift anything, you sons of bitches.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you. Aisle two over there.
You little prick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just guarding against the shoplifters, Laura. All right. Well, thank you, Laura. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Thursday. And we will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. We've got Rolling Stones tickets for you tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.